WDEL's Rhodes Scholar. Here's Andrew Scroy.
Teens have long been seen as the age where you get to take driver's ed and drive a car, and we have started to see a decline in the interest in teen driving. So we wanted to know why.
Melissa Connolly is Director of Market Insights for The Zebra, a car insurance search engine and marketplace.
1 in 4 unlicensed teens said the reason they aren't driving is fear, and that beat out other reasons such as high costs, or that they care more about the environment, or even that they would just prefer to have their parents drive them around. They're scared of the road.
And it's that fear which keeps them from getting their driver's license. But why?
We've done similar research, and we know that teens are impressionable. We know that there are countless campaigns and PSAs telling teens distracted driving is really dangerous. Drunk driving is really dangerous. And we think those messages are starting to get through.
Stop texting and driving. If not for you, for me.
So who are these teens who admit they're afraid?
More urban teens agreed that driving was scary, about half of them, compared to suburban teens or rural teens. And you might think, you know, those teens are walking around in traffic. They see fender benders. They see all sorts of driving behaviors that are not the ideal environment for a teen to start driving in.
One gender, too, seems to have more sensitive driving sensibilities.
Nearly half of teen girls said they find driving scary, compared to about 1 in 3 teen boys.
But Connolly does offer this unscientific caveat.
Boys just might not admit it.
Parents were also surveyed, and 60% of them, understandably, said that they're scared by the idea of their teen driving. And yet, they seem to underestimate their teen's own trepidation, with only 12.5% recognizing their child's fear as the main obstacle. That's important because driving is a teen's rite of passage, only chronologically speaking. Parents need to know their kid.
No teen is the same. Age is just a number. So the real question is the teen ready developmentally? Do they have that judgment? Are they more easily distracted? And do they have the experience? That's something that different states have different rules on. How old do you have to be? How many hours of driving experience do you have? Can you have someone else in the car? Every teen has something that is going to take their mind from what it should be focused on. So you got to look at the individual.
Despite the somewhat substantial fear, Connolly revealed how this generation of drivers is also more conscientious than the rest of us ever were.
10 to 15% of teens said that they don't want to contribute to these greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. And again, this kind of goes back to what they're seeing, what kind of coverage they're seeing in the media, what kind of impressions they're getting about how their actions might affect them, might affect other people. And so we are seeing some teens say, I have an alternative. I can ride my bike. I can walk. I can find public transportation. And they're choosing that so that they don't contribute to the impact.
For WDEL's Rhodes Scholar, I'm Andrew Scroy.